This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Okay, so we work hard, but where did that work ethic come from? Did Thomas Jefferson refuse to take lunch breaks? Was Julius Caesar the last guy to leave the Senate on Friday night? For a history lesson, let's bring in Roger Hill. He's a professor at the University of Georgia Athens School of Workforce Education, Leadership, and Social Foundations. Professor Hill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, set the scene for us. If you were to rank our current work ethic in America based on a 1 to 10 scale, where 10 were the moments in our history where we worked the hardest and 1 were the moments in our history when we were the laziest, where would we be right now?
I would say probably we're still, you know, somewhere around an 8 or a 9 today.
Mm. Not bad.
Overall. Not bad. But the difference is the nature of the work.
Hmm.
Usually when we think about work in the western part of the world, which includes the United States, we go back actually to the time of the Hebrews. And at that period of time, work was primarily regarded as a curse. The Greeks also had poor attitudes about work. Work was not something someone would espouse to do. Those kinds of attitudes continued into the medieval period. In the 1500s, a significant shift occurred in attitude as a result of something called the Protestant Reformation. It suddenly became okay for you to choose an occupation rather than to do what your father did.
Hmm.
It encouraged working hard. And also because during that period of time in religious belief systems, people were looking to give evidence that they were one of the, quote, elect. The elect being someone that God had chosen to go to heaven. And the way that you could give evidence of that would be to be successful in life.
Well, what was it about that religious element in the United States that set us apart from the rest of the world right at our founding in terms of work ethic?
The crux of it was the work ethic or the Protestant ethic. People were motivated to try to be successful. And the way to do that oftentimes was to work hard and to apply themselves to their jobs, their occupations, and those sorts of things.
Does a society's work ethic dictate its success?
Max Weber would say so. He was an economist back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and he actually did studies of countries that were capitalist, that had built their economy on this Protestant ethic I talked to you about. And he compared those countries to other countries that were not predominantly Protestant. What he saw was a difference in economic well-being and productivity and things of that nature. He called it the Protestant ethic, and that basically the difference, I think, is those attitudes have become more secularized, and we don't necessarily associate work ethic with a religious belief system.
But they are.
The roots are there, yes, very much so. And in particular in the U.S.
So given all the history that you know, what should we be doing right now to make sure that we're working the perfect amount? I don't want to say the most, because a lot of people would argue that we're working too much. Some would argue we're working too little. But what should we be doing to make sure we're working the perfect amount?
Well, I think the key thing is to have balance in our work life, to put some limits around it. There also are some attributes that I think are important. When I look at work ethic, for example, I define that functionally as comprised of dependability, initiative, and interpersonal skills.
Hmm.
Those characteristics are ones that are important in the workplace, and they contribute to success in the workplace. So when we think about balance and being prepared for work, I think that people who are able to successfully embrace dependability, initiative, and interpersonal skills can be successful in a more efficient way than perhaps those that have some gaps in those areas.
Now, I want to be careful when I ask you this next question because I don't want to paint with too broad a brush. But overall, when you look at the world, it seems like in a lot of countries, in the northern parts of the country, people tend to work a little harder. And when you get down into the south towards the beach, there's a little more of a laid-back attitude. Is there anything to that, or is that just a coincidence that it seems that way?
Well, because of my accent, you can tell I'm definitely from the north. And so I certainly don't have any bias. But what that's about is that the people in the South are so much more efficient in their work that they're able to get things done and get out there on the beach, whereas those in the North might take a little bit longer to get the job done.
Well, Roger Hill, professor of workforce education at the University of Georgia, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. It's good to talk with you.